I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. There's more change underway at the New York Stock Exchange. This time, it's all about the speed at which investors can trade stocks. The Securities and Exchange Commission is issuing new proposals that could affect the big board's floor trading system. Some say that system is too slow now to compete with the all-electronic markets such as the NASDAQ. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Hi, Tess, and just remind us, if you can, the difference between floor trading and these electronic trading systems.
Well, the floor trading system is unique to the New York Stock Exchange. It's the only major market left in the world, really, that uses people to handle buy and sell orders. Those are the people you see all the time on the floor of the exchange in the little short blue lab coats yelling in the phones. Those are floor traders, and that's how the exchange has operated for, the past 211 years or so. Most other exchanges throughout the world are all computerized. An investor sends a buy or sell order electronically, and that order is executed by computers at the exchange, and that's the difference.
So what are the advantages and disadvantages of one system over the other?
Well, there are lots of factors that people cite when they kind of run the pros and cons. But what's at issue right now is how fast those buy and sell orders go through, as you mentioned. Right now, there's something called a trade-through rule. And to boil that down, when an investor buys or sells a stock that's listed on the New York Stock Exchange, that person is guaranteed the very best available price for that stock. Sometimes that means that the stock trades on a competing market, like the NASDAQ. But because of its size, the New York Stock Exchange itself usually has the best price and handles the trade. So electronic competitors like the NASDAQ, or you've probably heard of Instanet, they complain that the rule favors the NYSE and slows down trading. And so the SEC is proposing to eliminate that rule.
And what does the New York Stock Exchange say about that?
Well, they don't want to change, certainly, but at the same time, they've actually been preparing for one. A couple of weeks ago, the new CEO, John Thain, announced that they would be beefing up their own electronic trading systems, so investors will have that option if they don't want to go through floor traders. But they argue that there's no guarantee of getting the best price if you use that system. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how all that film production that ran away to Canada is starting to run back to Hollywood.
All right. Thank you, Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.